The man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Now think about that. Think about that. I don't think that many of you are wealthy young men and women. And I know for sure that I am not a rich old, a rich middle-aged man. I mean, God bless the Bible. God bless the Bible. But this story does not apply to most of us. So, amen. Let's sing 557.
This Jesus looked at me, maxed out credit cards and other financial mistakes in my life, and he loves me. Jesus looks at you, positive wealth, negative wealth, whatever, and he loves you. Jesus did and does fear, love, and trust in his heavenly Father above all things. We don't do. Jesus gave himself up for us on the cross. And today, wherever two or three financially worried followers gather together in his name, he is present with us. And so, maybe our history is not good financial management. And so maybe there are external factors. Why do I say maybe? There have been over the decades external factors which caused the cost of seminary education to go way up more than the cost of inflation. And so we find out personally and institutionally that we really are positive or negative. We are a complex beings of saint and sinner. The saint and sinner in each of us is so intertwined and intermingled that you can't easily separate it. The phrase sounds simple, saint and sinner. Sounds easy to divide, two different words, but we know from our own financial histories that it is a complex thing, being a saint and a sinner. But Jesus looked at him, and Jesus looks at us, because he's here. I mean, he is here. And Jesus loved him, and Jesus loves you.
Amen. And we'll sing 763.
all the way through.